This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine Dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Betsy.
Marcy.
Gulp.
Just gulping down some LaCroix.
LaCroix. Sponsor. Today's episode is not brought to you by LaCroix.
It never will be.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well.
Anything spooky?
Oh, do you want me to tell you a spooky?
I think... Well, you had a little something, right?
I had a little spooky. I saw him house sitting for a friend, a former guest of the show, yes. Aubrey Plaza. That's just name dropping. And I woke up in the middle of the night last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked over towards the door, and I saw a figure, a man in a bathrobe with a towel on his head. And I was like, I immediately... started doing the blink thing.
Yeah.
And it just slowly dissipated as I got clearer focus.
Fuck, dude.
And I just couldn't decide. I was just like, I think my brain did that.
Yeah.
But what a weird specific thing that it was like a short man.
Also very specific because he has long hair. If he has a towel on his head.
I felt like he was just standing at the door. You know, I tell you what my immediate thoughts of it were like this silly person that he was silly.
Oh, he's a goofball.
That it was like that a man put a towel on his head who didn't have long hair.
Oh, that's a funny bit.
Yeah. And I was just like, but I think my brain was just like, well, let's create.
Yeah, that could be it too.
Because there was a lamp next to the bed. So maybe I was like, maybe that's what I saw.
You Babadooked yourself.
I Babadooked myself.
That's what we call it in my house of when. So there was one time for my birthday a few years ago, Conjuring 2 came out. And we went and got hammered at City Walk.
I was there.
Yeah. And then went and saw Conjuring 2.
Someone threw up at the exit of the doors. And I thought forever it was Drew.
Oh, I remember that.
I was like, Drew threw up
and
he's lying.
And it was nobody in our party.
I was like, Drew threw up and he's lying.
Yeah, I forgot that. And you're like, it's Drew. I was like, I don't think Drew.
And then people screamed at us in the theater.
Yes.
Some of us are trying to enjoy the movie.
Yeah, we were giggling. Pretty loud. We were giggling pretty hard. But after that, Gilly came and she gets very scared very easily and doesn't like horror. Like, it was very nice of her to come.
Because it's not her thing.
It's not her thing. And she had this coat rack in her room and it kept scaring her through the night. And it had hats on it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so she moved it into the kitchen and it scared the shit out of both Mono and I in the middle of the night because we would go get water. And so we started calling that Babadooking ourselves. And I've Babadooked myself often with piles of clothes or whatever. Just being like,
I do a dumb Babadooked thing in my like bedroom at my house is that sometimes I like hang clothes up to dry and I'll put them on the rod of my curtain rod.
Yes.
So, and there's a building next door that has its light stays on until 5 a.m.
Oh, so, shit.
So it's dark outside, but there's a backlight. So I'll see the figure of like with arms and stuff. I'll be like, it's just my laundry. I didn't put away.
Oof.
But last night it was so weird because like it truly dissipated as I blinked. Anyway, I think it was my brain, but
okay.
And then I really had to pee. So, but what a weird, but my
very weird.
Honestly, it looked like a mirror.
Weird.
Do you think a mirror was in my bedroom last night?
He got haunted by a mirror. A mirror ghost.
A mirror.
Wait, a mirror.
Like Jake and a mirror.
Oh, I thought you said a mirror.
I know. I said a mirror.
Oh, what if it was a mirror?
What a creep.
Why would a mirror be in your house,
guys,
that you're house sitting?
I'm calling 911 because a mirror broke into my house. All right, I'm going to get into this.
Okay, teach me something.
Now that I've accused someone of breaking and entering. All right. Betsy, I know you've heard of this.
Okay.
You've heard of doppelgangers before,
I
correct?
I have.
So I did not realize that that's also a paranormal phenomenon. So
no clue.
If you don't know, like a doppelganger is, you know, there's someone, they're like, oh, that person looks just like you.
Yeah.
People will say you have a doppelganger. Like people have celebrity doppelgangers.
Yeah.
But
who's your celebrity doppelganger?
I mean, I don't really think I look like Melissa McCarthy, but people will say that.
Yeah.
Any fat lady.
yeah.
But someone also said like when I was a little thinner, Maggie Gyllenhaal, but I don't know.
Oh,
I don't really think so. What about you? Do you have one?
I think Mama Fratelli from The Goonies.
Ooh, but like if you were very old?
No.
You just look like her.
What's her name? Anne Ramsey? She's rad.
She is very
rad. She's an incredible character actor. I'll take it. Mama from the train.
Come to Mama.
She's in Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I get one.
Good.
I'll take it.
I mean, it's one of the things like far away, yes. Like the same thing with Melissa McCarthy. From far away, sure.
Sure, why not?
Absolutely. I'll take it. She's a great lady, funny, whatever. All right, so.
Yes.
Doppelganger is a ghostly double of a living person.
Oh, no.
So a doppelganger comes from the word, it's a German word. Oh, no, I think it's called double spirit, whatever.
Double something, yeah.
So viewing
Doppelganger.
Viewing one's own doppelganger or a member of the family of doppelganger, a member of one's family as a doppelganger can be foretelling of illness, death.
Oh, so you don't want to see
your tragedy. Yeah, it's a bad omen. Yeah. So doppelganger may also be a spirit. It may be a spirit taking on someone's form to cause mischief.
Uh-oh.
And we talked about that a little bit with a guest recently. That like, or we had a listener story where they thought someone was their parents, but it wasn't.
Oh.
So,
the shadow?
Yes.
We just, yeah.
But it was like wearing exactly their parents'
clothing. Yeah. Ooh, spooky.
So although you may hear the term doppelganger quite frequently, it's when used in conjunction with paranormal event that it becomes uncommon. The word is commonly used to describe someone looks similar, behaves similar, or even has the same name. These are just social observations on the likeness one person may coincidentally have with another. However, when it's dealing with a possible ghost spirit or demonic doppelganger,
oh no,
it goes from being casual to being an event that could have a quite negative impact on the individual being copied.
Oh God.
Okay, so here's where so the word doppel is a combination of two German words, doppel meaning double and ganger meaning goer, also interpreted as walker, so like a double, someone who else is walking.
Ew.
As you.
It should just be called double walker.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
I think that's what that's what the translation could be, a double walker, a ghostly copy of a living person. These copies may be a non-corporeal or have a physical solid existence.
What?
So non-corporeal meaning that it's like an apparition.
Okay.
Or they could
be physical.
Yeah. So although the blah, 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 this is all boring. So these doubles many times may be seen as performing a person's actions before the real person makes them, or they may be a shadow performing the same movements, but after they have happened. They may also be seen as one's reflections. However, the reflection is facing the opposite direction.
Oh, that's spooky.
So much of the time, a doppelganger is viewed as an omen for tragedy, illness, or death of the person who it's copied.
Oh.
So if someone sees their own doppelganger, their own ghostly doppelganger, not like
you're
just
done
a,
for.
Not just a person who looks like you, but if you see like a ghostly double, a double, then it's a bad omen. And a number of famous people have had this experience.
Really?
So Abraham Lincoln was said to have seen his double in a mirror next to his own reflection in 1860.
Uh-oh.
And that was a short time after winning presidency. The double was gaunt, pale, and appeared to be sickly. Mr. and Mrs. Lincoln were quite superstitious people.
Yeah, I bet Mary Todd was like, yeah, I see it too, Lincoln.
She called him by his last name.
Yeah.
Lincoln, oh,
honest Lincoln, yeah. Because she is kind of nutty, right? She was crazy.
Yeah, I guess so.
She has some issues.
What were her issues?
She like...
Oh, she was cuckoo?
Yeah. Maybe syphilis? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You're going to get sued.
I know. The Todds are
coming after you.
I don't know.
So they were quite superstitious, and they took the double as an omen of bad luck that Mr. Lincoln would not see out of his second term in office, which we all know.
Whoa.
The 16th president of the United States was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth shortly after beginning his second term in office.
Whoa.
Queen Elizabeth I is another person who has seen her own doppelganger shortly before death. She entered her bedroom to see herself laying on the bed.
Oh.
She was pale and sickly. Soon after this event, she fell ill and died in that same bed.
Your doppelganger is usually sickly look or like...
Well, in these cases, yes. But I think what they're, saying is that like sometimes they can cause a little mischief that someone's coming in to like tell you. Like, so...
Yeah, keep going. We don't know.
A person's doppelganger will present itself to family members just before death comes. For instance, a son may be critically ill before he dies, and his doppelganger will present itself to the family. The family will not be aware that this is a doppelganger.
What?
Though they may soon be surprised to see their son. But the truth will be revealed when they receive the news of the death taking place within hours of the event.
Oh.
So doppelganger, blah, blah, blah. A doppelganger may also be a mischievous presence.
Uh-oh.
The copy causing mayhem for the copied.
Like Parent Trap.
I should say that parent this is trapping. Stolen from Ashley Hall. She wrote this article.
Oh,
not
great.
Me. I'm just reading it, guys.
That's mine.
So they may perform actions that hurt a person, both socially and financially.
Facebook.
They may also just stalk and aggravate their original through taunting.
Oh.
And sometimes rarely physical violence.
Jesus.
In folklore, doppelgangers have been said to remove the one they have copied, killed or imprisoned them so they can live out their lives. This is said to be common with children. A doppelganger being raised in the child's stead, the fate of the real child does not bode well. Doppelganger should not be confused with biolocation, which is when an individual is located, seen at two different locations at the same time. That's not someone being copied, rather. That's
what?
The person having
that's a whole
two
different thing.
People. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild. I didn't ever know of it as a paranormal thing.
I didn't either. That's why I was so interested in it. So, like, the idea that, like, it causes mischief. So, and some of the articles I read that I just was really hard to cut. Honestly, I don't know how I did it as a kid. I used to just really steal from a bunch of different sources and make it look
then
right.
Oh, yeah, you have a bibliography.
Yeah, but now it's harder. They were saying that you should, if you ever see your own doppelganger, you should not interact with them.
Okay.
Because they're causing mischief. They're going to, they try to like plant seeds for sinister reasons. But honestly, if I like saw my own doppelganger, I would not talk to my own doppelganger. I would hate it immediately.
Yeah.
Remember I had an ex-boyfriend who had a girlfriend who looked similar to me, and I really hated it.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, I would spit right on that ghostly apparition's face. Like, you're not copying me.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, or that like a doppelganger would appear to your family and then they would find out shortly that you had passed or died.
That's
and they'd be like,
so
I just saw
wild.
Him. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Or that it would take your own place.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like that.
What if Melissa McCarthy tries to take my place on this podcast?
Great.
Cool.
No, that would be wild.
Yeah, it would be wild.
Ooh, that was spooky.
Yeah, I didn't know all that stuff about.
I didn't know any of that. Lincoln. No.
Lincoln saw his own deathly
in
pale.
1860.
1860.
So it's not crazy sudden. If you see your doppelganger, it's not a crazy sudden death.
It's like a foreshadowing of something bad to come. Like, I know that, like, and there's also, like, people have had out-of-body experiences where they see themselves, or, like, there were tales of bilocation where, like, this one story, this woman who was driving home and, like, something was in the middle of the road and she had to stop, and when she got, like, so she was, like, her, like, timing to get home wasn't the way it should have normally. Like, she was later than she normally would be. And when she got home, her daughter was freaked out because she's like, you were just here and you were acting so weird. And, like, the idea that maybe that's bilocation.
That is so scary. And, like, something in the road distracted her.
Yes.
To slow her down.
Yes.
Ew, I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
I don't like that.
I remember once when I was young, I looked in the mirror and my reflection I didn't recognize.
Really?
I might have just been swollen.
Swollen.
I might have had allergies.
Like what?
I just remember my eyes and my face looked different. My face shape was different, but that's not the same thing.
That's wild.
Not the same thing.
That's so scary.
Yeah, I was just like, that's not me.
I always think in our bathroom, we of course have a mirror that, you know, has like a cat, like
you can a medicine cabinet.
A medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
And I always, when I open it,
you're worried when you close it.
That when I close it, something's going to be behind me. You. I always think of that.
Oh, man. Just as a fun prank for yourself, you should put like a little poster board of a person behind you. That way you can just experience it once. That way it's done.
Then it's done. It's out of the question.
My friend, I've talked about already. So I used, when Aubrey lived somewhere else, she had downstairs in her apartment a Joe Biden cutout.
That's so funny.
And I was like staying there when I first moved to LA, and it's Joe Biden scared me constantly.
Yeah.
He was just downstairs
Any
in the
cutout
dark.
Is so scary.
Too scary.
Too scary.
That's what the isn't there a cutout in Three Men and a Little Baby?
Yes, where everybody was like, it's a ghost, but it's a cutout of Ted Danson.
It's a cutout of Ted Danson.
Yeah. But everybody's like, it's a fucking ghost. Was there also like somebody hanged themselves on that movie? No. Maybe I'm just combining
everything. You're thinking of The Wizard
of Oz. Yeah.
In The Wizard of Oz, there's a scene where there's a man hanging in the background because a crew member killed himself.
Yes. Yikes, dude.
Yikes. Well, that's it.
That's good.
I mean,
doppelganger.
I just never
thought of it. Double walker.
A doppelganger.
Doppelganger. Double walker. Double vodka.
Double vodka.
Double vodka. Please rate, review, and
subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah. Yes. Tell your friends everything. If you have a spooky story, you can either send it to us via a voice memo or
email us.
Fucking write us a letter through email about your scary story and we'll read them on here.
Please email us funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Oh, it's going to be good, you guys.
I love you.
We love you.
Beyond excited.
Oh, shit.
Our buddy.
Yes.
Who is killing the podcast game with her podcast, Natch Butte.
Natch Butte.
Welcome, Jackie Johnson. I don't know if you go by McCabe.
That's, nope, I don't, baby.
Nope, Jackie Johnson. Good for you. That's very now.
Well, I just feel like when you're named Jackie Johnson,
you gotta keep it.
It's just too catchy.
It's a fun, just like, JJ.
Jackie Johnson, baby.
Jackie Johnson.
I mean, that's definitely what I still call you. I just wasn't positive. I was like, I think she doesn't.
I changed my name on Facebook because fans were coming at me in my personal space.
Oh, yeah.
So I changed my name so they can't find me on Facebook.
Woo!
But I said it, so I'll...
That's okay.
Yeah. I can probably figure it out.
I changed my first name, too. Go ahead and find me now.
Ooh.
My name is Zimblezorp McCabe.
Zimblezorp.
Zimblezorp.
So, Jackie, tell us a little bit about Natch Butte.
Hell yeah.
Natch Butte is my podcast.
Yeah.
And it's all about beauty and skincare and makeup and... I just feel like the beauty space needed some laughs.
Yes.
I love that.
It's very serious and intimidating.
It's a serious area.
Yeah. And I just feel like I wanted it to be welcoming. I wanted it to be friendly and fun and upbeat. And we take the intimidation out. It's just me and a comedian or an artist or a brand owner. And we sit and we gab and we talk about, what do you use on your face?
Great.
What do you do? Oh, what's that cream you like? Oh, let me look through your purse. What's this lip gloss? Honey, this is crusty. Get something new.
The biggest question I have about all is like lately, the past year has been a real bad rosacea year.
Mm.
And I don't know what happened. I've always been like rosy. And then all of a sudden I have like bad rosacea.
You know what? I'm not a dermatologist, but I will say.
Go to one.
No, I have the same. I'm getting like, they call it melasma, which is like a darkening. I have like a Fu Manchu of just dark. And guess what? It's getting old, baby. That's what happens.
Just getting old.
The skin starts to turn on you, baby.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe rosacea, it's the same. You know, it's just we're not young bucks anymore. I'm telling you, I know you're an auntie. Are you an auntie?
I'm an auntie.
So we're all aunties.
My niece is 15.
Oh my,
and my nephew is 11.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah. You're the most aunt.
I both have little baby.
Yeah, I was a young aunt.
I was looking at my niece, who's one, and I was just going, girl, your skin. Tell me everything.
But
and I realized, oh, you're one. The world hasn't ruined you yet.
You look at the skin when they're like a few weeks old, and you're like, that's fucking gross.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
You
I
little raisin.
You're literally an alien.
Yes.
My other podcast about the Kardashians, how they always post pictures of their kids with a filter. I was like, one could be for privacy. Don't buy it. I think it's baby acne. They're not trying to see it.
Oh, yeah. Babies are
babies
pretty gnarly sometimes.
Yeah,
babies,
they have baby
acne. Yeah, like little rashes.
I hated it. My little nephew had it. I said, honey, here's a Biore strip. Okay,
one
let's get this
over the whole
up.
Face. Here you go, little baby.
His eyes, lips, all sensitive.
Why is this baby bright red? And sticky.
Oh,
but look how good his skin looks.
Skin looks great now.
Looks
great now.
Babysit, a baby had bad cradle cap, yeah. You know when they have like crusty little scales on their head?
Yes.
And the mom was gone for the afternoon and I was like, I have to fix this. I slathered that baby with olive oil.
Did it help?
I scrubbed
and then put
him
the
down.
Baby out in the sun.
Put him out in the sun. He got tan.
He got so tan. Yeah.
He was purple, but you didn't even
Added
know.
Some salt and pepper.
I like really like Googled like what can I do for this baby? And then I was like, look, I fixed him. And she's like, what did you do? I was like, put olive oil.
He's allergic to olives.
Yeah. I was like,
Marcy, that sounds crazy.
It was, but it fixed him.
Can you fix my cradle crack? I feel like I have a dry scalp.
You
I do too.
I have a dry scalp. I've
and
tried
you know
everything.
What's wild is whenever I'm traveling somewhere else, I don't.
You know why? Because the LA air is disgusting.
It's
also,
awful.
Our water is soft.
Our water is
it's
terrible.
Awful.
When I was in Japan, I never looked better.
Yeah.
My skin,
yeah.
My hair, I was like,
Japan,
I'm a model in
you know
Japan.
What it
Japan
is?
Was amazing.
I'm
like
nuclear
London.
Molecules left over.
Yes.
I'll take
it.
Atomic bomb. Oh, I don't know if that's true, but that's terrible and we're bad.
You
Marcy,
said it.
We didn't even agree with you.
I meant World War One or two, I don't know for sure.
Two.
Thank you, Jackie. All right, we're going to...
The past is in the past, okay? We've all forgiven each other.
I will say, everyone's fine with it now. No one cares.
Everyone's fine with it.
Roman chamomile oil, if you get a little...
Roman chamomile.
It's an attribute.
Eczema or psoriasis kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
It'll make you smell real weird.
Ooh.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I love smelling like shit.
I do too, man. It's the fucking best. Sense it for you, not for other people.
I feel like maybe said this on this pod. I can't remember. You could edit it out if not. But on it, my senior year for a class trip, we went to Ecuador. I said it. Never mind. I'll just tell you real quick. We can edit it out. And when we were in the airport hanging out, we went to Bath Body Works. And my friends fucking sprayed me with patchouli oil.
Yeah, and you hated
and then
it.
We had like, you know, 15 hours of traveling ahead of us.
Oh, everybody
it
got
was god awful.
I like patchouli.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can't do it. Okay.
Anyway,
we can edit that out.
I should say that we also have beautiful Chooch in the studio as well.
Chooch is here.
She's chilling on Auntie Betsy's lap.
She's chilling hard.
She knows that's a person who loves her, who's protective of her.
I'm telling you. There's a video from my birthday party, Betsy, of you going, fuck you, Chooch. Fuck you. And like flipping her off. And it's my favorite thing I've ever seen.
She's the sweetest looking dog.
Oh,
I loved it. I loved it.
Okay, good.
Chooch needs a dose of humble pie.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yes, look at
I also think that's so funny to treat such a cute creature like shit.
It was my favorite thing I've seen.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah.
I feel I would have stopped if you're like, please don't.
Well, I wasn't there. Adam, I think somebody, like Allison Agosti put it on her Insta story, and Adam said the next day, you need to watch Allison Agosti's Insta story, and I did, and I was like laughing so hard. I loved it.
Because everyone loves Chooch.
Everybody, Chooch is the best.
We're going to get on track.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Ghosts!
Okay, we always start by asking our guests, what, if anything, do you believe about the paranormal?
I believe that ghosts are 100% real.
Thank yes.
you. I think there are some walking around right now.
In this studio?
I think there's at least three sitting on this couch.
They're skinny.
The hitchhiker ghosts from Disneyland?
All three of them are sitting yep. here. There's probably a couple walking behind us trying yes. to avenge something that
Ew.
Happened here. They're all over the place.
God, I believe it too. You're
and
right.
I feel like... when we're young and babies and our mind hasn't been tainted yet by, oh, you're crazy, you're not seeing
yeah.
things. That's why children see them.
Yeah.
I know when I was little, I saw spirits, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, both of you know that I have a kooky mom.
Yes.
And my kooky mom, you know, basically
mom.
Just since my very early stages of life was like, oh, yeah, ghosts are real, witches are real.
Yep.
I mean, she believes in all that.
I mean, but she's right, witches
yeah.
are real.
But... I agree.
Yeah.
And when I was little, my mom is just like me, animal freak. And we would have, if something passed away, a kitty or a dog,
yep.
my mom would bury it in the backyard
yep.
with a tombstone. And I swear I used to see my dog Rocky walking around as a ghost.
Whoa.
I swear. I think we had like an Indian burial ground. Native American burial ground?
Native American, yeah.
Or
First Nations.
A First Nations people burial ground?
Yes.
First
people. I forget. There's a lot of terms. They're good. They're all good, though.
Whatever is, I believe as a child, we had a First Nations
PC
people burial ground.
Burial ground.
Some situation because I would see my animals walking around.
You had like
Whoa.
A pet cemetery.
I had a pet cemetery in my backyard.
Did your mom ever tell you the story of like Rainbow Bridge? Where
oh,
the,
yeah. Yeah. We're all about the
Oh, yeah.
The pets waiting for you on the other
yeah.
side.
Yeah. Bo, Dudley, those are my dogs.
I was like, did you
rainbow.
Kill my cat?
No. Get out of here with your cat.
His name is Bo as well.
Yeah.
When my mom goes across the Rainbow Bridge, they're going to have to like get a huge 18-wheeler truck to haul all her animals.
I mean, my God.
She has horses, pigs, cows, goats, chickens, cats,
yeah.
dogs. I mean, my mom had it all, has it all.
Yeah.
So she's going to have a lot of animals on
Aww.
Her bridge.
Were you religious growing up? Or
my parents are Catholic. I was raised Catholic.
Big yep. theme here on the podcast.
Yeah.
Lots of Catholics come in.
A lot of
Catholics
coming out. Yeah.
yeah.
A lot of
I wouldn't
Catholics.
Say I practice anymore.
But it's
nope.
sort of like being Jewish in that it never leaves you.
Yes.
Like, it feels like it's in our blood.
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember, like, I got baptized, and then
yeah.
I did confirmation. Mm-hmm. I did the Eucharist. I did the whole damn thing. I
yeah.
went all the way through.
Yeah, but it just feels like even if you don't believe in all the things, there's still like residual stuff sometimes
yes.
that'll pop up.
Big
100%.
Time.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah,
big time.
Like being ashamed of my naked body.
Yeah, guilt and just
yeah.
all of, yeah, Catholic,
yeah.
Catholic guilt and just
guilt
like.
Real.
Wondering if you'll be struck by lightning sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. A lot of my OCD has stemmed from Catholicism.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like superstition
sense.
And just, oh, if I don't do this thing a certain amount of times, then something bad's gonna happen to
yeah,
me.
Because there are like different weird numeral things. I don't know. I was going to say numerological, and that's not a word.
It might be.
I liked it.
Thank you.
I would have listened right away.
100%. Numerological.
Numerological. I think that might be a word.
Okay, great.
Hey, Siri. Define numerological.
Oh, my God. Your phone just blew up.
She said, fuck you, idiot. That's not a word.
You southern little.
It's a word.
Oh, I was actually very correct.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Fucking correct, guys.
I'm telling you, I need a friend. Occult, I just talked to Siri.
It was the occult significance of numbers, right?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, my God.
I'm so fucking
I made my Siri call me asshole. So my Siri calls me asshole now, and it makes me laugh.
Does she
say it or does it bleep it?
She says it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a song on with a cuss word in the title, I will always go, hey, Siri, what song is this? And it bleeps it.
Really?
She also won't say the N-word.
Oh, you're good Siri.
But I was curious, so I put on a rap song with that in the title.
To see.
And I'm happy that she bleeped it.
Yeah, that's good.
That feels
because
right.
Because Siri's white.
Siri cannot.
Siri's definitely, she's an older British lady. <Yes. laughs> She's like, I went to a room and I just had to read all these words.
Oh, I read about that.
No.
But didn't they redo her? It's a different voice now.
I'm sure
that woman ain't getting her residuals
I made
now.
Mine into a dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my Siri's a dude.
That's good. So you can like yell at a guy.
Yeah, it's fun. I love screaming.
Do you ever
at my
say,
Siri.
Say my name, Siri? And he says, hey, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Say that a lot.
Oh, I don't ever engage with Siri.
Oh, we're best friends.
Oh, my God. I'll spend hours screaming at Siri.
Do you think she's lonely and sad?
No.
That I don't hang out with her?
Mm.
Oh, Adam just got me an Alexa. And I think it's because he thinks I don't have enough friends. It's like, now you have somebody to talk to.
You're like, I have fun.
Yeah.
And you,
she
Adam.
Doesn't answer me back, though.
That's perfect.
In her own way. Good girl, Chief.
I love a quiet friend.
So, yeah, speaking of dogs, I would see my dog
yes.
walking around. I know it. I saw him clear
God.
As day.
Like, how long after his passing?
I mean, within the year.
Just wandering around?
Walking around at night. It
Whoa.
Was like he was like a blue icy
yes.
light version.
Oh,
but
oh.
him. And you could say, oh, you were a kid, you were seeing things, but I wasn't. That's what I'm saying. When you're little, your mind is pure.
Yeah.
And that's why there's so many instances of children seeing ghosts and seeing things, and because they don't have their parents and the society saying, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're not wrong at all.
Yeah.
Did you see any like human ghosts or like people ghosts when you were little?
Well, this sounds silly, but I swear we
yeah.
would do the look in the mirror and say this the name.
Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary. And
oh, we one more time, guys. Bloody Mary?
She's hello.
Hello. Yeah, we would do that. We would do
yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Basically, we were like, if you say it emphatically and everyone believes it, and you just keep
you will see
it,
whoever
you
see want.
It. And I swear. Oh
did you see
life.
Abraham Lincoln?
Honey, we did. I swear. In green appeared just
what?
Plain as day, and we all screamed and ran out. Also, we would do light as a feather. We had a girl
oh,
to
that.
The ceiling.
Whoa.
To the ceiling.
Jackie,
her name was Anna Miller. Look her up on Facebook.
Does she
okay?
does she scream about it often?
So this I don't know. I haven't talked to her in like 20 years. So we were up and she was right by the ceiling fan and she had her eyes closed and she opened her eyes and she goes, oh my God! And as soon as she said that, boom, fell.
A la
and
the craft.
A la the craft.
Yes.
And somebody elbowed me in the eye and I had a black eye.
Oh my
because
God.
Because when she was coming down, you know, we like.
Yep.
But it was worth it because it was the coolest shit I've ever
Who
seen.
Who was taller
Whoa.
Than you?
Somebody, I guess. Somebody. I wasn't always the tallest.
Because you're tall.
I, my growth spurt happened in eighth grade. Before
okay.
that, I was on
oh,
short row.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Crazy. You were living the life. I wish you would have been childhood friends.
Oh, me too. We would have had so much fun.
We
would yeah.
have been the witchiest witches.
Well, my parents didn't watch me very closely because they were divorced and, like, busy. So we would wrap houses. I mean, I did all the stuff that kids weren't allowed to do.
Yeah.
My parents let me watch anything I wanted. My mom would just be like, if you have any questions after, just ask.
Oh, my God.
So I'd watch radar movies. Like, I remember, like, asking my mom what masturbation was.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I, like, walked in the room and she just told me, like, bluntly, like,
I
oh,
remember
it's this.
Once my friend's stepdad let us go to the video store. Or, no, we went with her, the mom. And then the tip and said, what did you rent? We said, this movie called Threesome. He's like, interesting. I'm going to watch the first few minutes with you. And like, we just didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't
of know course not. Was. Yeah.
And we like, he put it on and immediately it's a sex scene. He's like, yep, what I thought.
Usually stepdads are cooler than that.
Yeah, come on, stepdad.
Ken, come on.
Hey,
Ken.
I'm gonna stay here and watch the whole thing with you guys.
Oh my god, that would have been so
sick. Yeah. I'm glad he did that.
Yeah, he Ken, did the right thing.
You Ken, you did yourself. Great.
He did other questionable things in his life, but that moment was great.
Excellent. My mom would buy radar tickets to see a movie, and then like she would lie to the parents for us. Like I remember we went and saw The Sixth Sense, which I don't think was rated R. No, it was Varsity Blues.
Oh, yes.
We saw Varsity Blues with my friend Laura Marty, and she had really strict parents, and my mom was like, y'all saw Patch Adams, okay? Y'all saw Patch Adams.
And here's the synopsis.
She read the, like, movie phone synopsis.
That's so funny.
I'm telling you, man, I had the cool mom, man. My mom had witch shit around. My mom saw ghosts.
What kind of witch shit did your mom have?
Well, I told this story at Bang Rang once. Basically, my mom... You know, like I said, she's a little kooky. And she was like, one time, my dad was already gone. It was like me and my sister, my mom. And she was like, all right, girls, I didn't really want to tell you all this, but I'm a witch. And my witch powers were so strong that I got invited to like a coven once. And then they were all like, oh, my God, you're such a powerful witch that you need to not practice because you're dangerous.
What?
You could harm others with this, with how strong. So she
they
was telling us all.
Her.
Yeah. And so my mom, but she was like, but I think it's time to bust out the book.
Oh,
so at
yeah.
one point, she was like, well, let's do some spells. And me and my childhood friend, we were like, let's make our boobs grow. Like, we were like, to get our boobs to grow. It didn't work.
You got
to
eat carrots.
Really?
No. Oh, I think for a while that was candles. A thing. Like,
oh, yeah,
eat
like
a bunch of carrots.
Green M&Ms or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, those make you horny or something, okay. Right?
Did your mom do spells with you?
No, but I feel like she did at some point in her life, and then she never involved me, but I have done a spell. I did one. I don't know if I've ever told anybody this. I wasn't going to bring this up.
Yes.
When I broke up with my boyfriend in 2010, and I was dating, and it was a nightmare, and I was like, oh, and he was an improv coach. So he left something in my house. It was like a composition notebook with like his little notes in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to take this to the witch shop and like do a curse on him or whatever. I was joking. But my roommate was like, no, we really should go to the witch store. Like, I know of a good one or whatever. So we went to the witch store and I told her what I was going to do.
the witch store?
There is one. There's several in LA.
I mean, there's every corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to her, okay, I'm dating this guy. He's an asshole. I want to like do a curse on him. She was like, everything you do comes out to three times back to you.
Yes.
So don't. And I was like, you're right. I'm being petty. And she was like, but you could do a love spell. And I was like, okay. So I bought all this shit. I bought oils. I bought like ox blood. It wasn't real. Or dragon blood. Y'all know I don't play around with animals.
Yeah.
I bought like a little quill. I bought a book. I bought all this shit. And me and my roommate put candles around.
Oh,
we did
my
this whole
God.
Spell about how to find a man. And can I just say I did meet Adam like
you found
10
a
days
man.
Later.
Holy shit.
So I don't know.
Had you never met him before at UCB?
We had spoken, but I don't remember.
Okay.
You know, Adam went through a few transformations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I met him when he was, like, at the right time in his life for us to meet.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, totally. Yeah.
He had some bad haircuts, if we're being honest.
I mean, men don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they do. Sorry, guys. Some of you do. I love Queer Eye.
Me too.
Oh,
but
it's
no,
the best.
We hadn't. When we met at that party at the birthday boy's house, I like looked him up on my phone and we weren't even Facebook friends.
Wow.
Whoa.
That means we've never met. If we aren't even Facebook friends,
you
and
have
I am a
never...
Facebook whore.
Okay.
I have like 9,000 Facebook friends because I used to just get, yeah, I know you. Yeah. Hi. We met once.
Oh, God.
You were a gaffer on a student film I did. Hi. Yeah. I mean, but I.
Nothing is worse than being in the improv world and having friends. You're like, who the
no,
fuck
No, I don't
is
know
this?
Who anyone
That's
is.
That's everybody.
I don't know who anyone is online. They're like, all people I went to college with and their names are different now. And
yeah.
I did a real nasty thing, or I do it, which is when it's someone's birthday pops up and I can't immediately think of who they are. I unfriend them on their birthday.
Same. I read an article about that, and I've been doing it, and it's so great.
Oh, there's an article?
Yes.
Did I write an article about that? Oh, fuck.
Somebody did.
Oh, shit.
Marcy?
Marcy, you wrote
it's
it.
It's a great way to weed out your friends.
Yeah.
It's not overwhelming.
And I don't like to say happy birthday on Facebook
to
people.
I don't either.
No. No. No.
Oh, you think you're special? We all have one.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What if there was one day of the year that no one was born? That would be so cool.
That would be wild.
That's really fun. I love that.
Yeah.
I should start investigating on Facebook. I guess I'm unfriending everyone, so I'll never know.
Or at least the lowest day. Like, that would be, like, the least likely day.
I wonder.
I bet Siri knows.
Oh, you want to ask her?
Hey, Siri, what's the day that the least amount of people are born?
I found this on the web for what's the day that the least amount of people are born. Take a look.
Thanks, bitch. You could have just read it to me. But that's
yeah,
okay.
You stupid, lazy cunt.
Ooh, bitchy.
I hate my Siri.
Do you think if you... Will you call yours the C word and see if it what it says?
Yeah.
Okay. Is his name still
Hey, Siri.
You'll need to connect to the internet
first. I'm not on the internet.
Who cares? I'm not either. Betsy, you on airplane mode?
Hey, Siri, you cunt.
I wish I could help, but you don't seem to be connected to the internet.
Wow, he's so polite.
I'm in airplane mode.
Oh, you roll like that, huh?
I roll like that when recording stuff.
No, because it's the stupid thing where you have to unlock your iPhone.
And then read an article.
Day, the least people are born. It's probably February 29th. Right?
Oh, technically, yeah, probably, right?
Well, because of leap year. Well, yeah, because it only happens every four years.
It says the most common day for babies to be born, January 25th.
Whoa.
December 25th, January 1st.
Okay. We asked the opposite.
July 4th. So all holidays.
That's when babies are born?
That are least.
That are the least.
Oh.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because it's mental.
When
like the person
when
is
people
like,
are like, I don't want to
have
it
on.
I
don't want to have it
on. Or do you think it's because doctors are like, fuck you.
I'm on vacation.
If a baby's coming, a baby's coming.
Right, but they're not inducing on those days.
That's
they're
true.
Not doing
there
C-sections.
Are a lot of C-sections.
Oh.
That's a different way. Okay, can we take a quick break?
Oh,
and
yes.
We're going to come back and get your story?
Yes!
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they have forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try. And it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling.
Whoa, hello. What a good break.
Oh my goodness, that seance we did was intense.
That was crazy. We talked to a lot of dead people.
Abraham Lincoln was
Abraham here. Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth.
They had a little moment.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Some
they
blogs.
Did, and it was a beautiful time.
It was really wonderful.
I'm happy we got to see that.
Me too, holy shit. Anyways. Are we recording?
Oh, I always get nervous that I'm not recording.
There have been a few times where it's like, oh,
we've never done it, but I've been nervous about it.
Okay. We did it one time.
Did we? No, the thing ran out.
Oh, good. Okay.
It wasn't me.
I wasn't saying it was your fault.
Betsy.
It's never your fault.
Yes, it's
no one's fault.
It's nobody's fault. It's technology's fault.
There's no accidents. Everything happens the way it's supposed to.
Whoa. Shit, dude.
Okay. Jackie.
Oh, yes.
I haven't heard your story from, as far as I know. Yeah. I don't think so.
I'm so pumped.
And I heard it's very good.
Oh, interesting.
I'm so pumped.
Well, listen. like I said, we don't fuck around in my family.
Yeah.
We got some ghosts.
Ghosts.
I brought some photos.
Oh, awesome.
So let me just show y'all a picture of a woman.
Of
a real woman.
I just have to find the photo. Where is it? I put it in my favorites, but it's gone.
Oh, spooky.
Oh, the phone.
Spooky.
Took the photo. Where is it, damn it? Well.
Well.
Oh, I found it. Okay. I found it. Cut all that. Okay.
Spooky.
I'm going to show you a photo of a beautiful woman.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So classic, tell everybody like, what she looks like.
Looks like a classic awesome flapper.
Yes. Yeah.
Like with a cool little bucket hat and a big ass cool furry collar.
You got it,
she's
Betsy.
Beautiful.
I mean, isn't she fine?
Yes.
Like, she fine.
She fine.
Beautiful lips. Clearly, I didn't get that. Oh, and look at those brows, honey.
A strong
Some
game.
Solid brows.
The brows are sexy. So this is Leona May Parr.
Yes.
Parr is spelled P-A-R-R. And this is my mother's aunt.
Okay. Yes.
My mother claims that they are descendants of Catherine Parr, who was Henry VIII's last wife.
Ooh, did he kill her?
He did not.
Okay.
He died while they were married.
Ooh, she wins.
Exactly.
She fucking wins.
I don't know if that's true. I've never done 23andMe, but my mother claims it.
Okay.
So
I love that claim.
Take it with a grain of salt,
yep.
Okay? Because we do like to embellish in my family. It's been proven. I also found her tombstone.
Whoa.
Which is very creepy. If you Google people, you can find the pictures of their tombstone.
Yikes.
No, no, no.
So, Leona May Parr was born March 3rd, 1912.
Whoa.
And died July 29th, 1984.
Okay.
And everybody called her Sis, S-I-S.
Yes.
So she was Aunt Sis.
Okay.
And you know, sis is now a very popular term that you call a friend or a female friend. Yes, sis. Oh, we got you, sis. But sis started that trend.
Okay.
Sis
in
started
the early
it.
1900s. So
yes.
Anyway, so Aunt Sis was my mother's aunt, and she was like your quintessential kooky aunt.
Yes.
Childless. You know, always
check.
Up to something.
Okay.
Check.
Yeah. You know, give crazy presents
check.
For holidays.
Check.
Perfect.
And the one thing that she always did would call, she would call my mother at like 3 a.m. and just be like, oh, hey, what's up? Like it was nothing.
Wow.
4 a.m. I'm talking like the craziest time
wow.
to call a human being. And this was, you know, in the 80s, in the late 70s.
Where you had to pick up a damn
where
you had to pick up a phone.
An emergency,
I'm telling
usually.
You, exactly.
Yeah.
This was before we text you up.
Yeah,
unicorn
yes.
emoji. This was so she was always calling my mom, you know, and being kooky. But it all started early on. She back in those days, you know, mental illness wasn't as talked about.
Yeah.
So Aunt Sis was something was wrong. Something wasn't right. But back then it was a shameful thing. They wouldn't they wouldn't say there's something wrong. So instead of that, they just would her parents would isolate her and wouldn't let her date and. Yeah.
That's so, that was always the solution of like, let's like, Yeah, isolate them or like send them away.
Right, exactly. It was like a shameful thing. So Aunt Sis, gorgeous. You saw her photo.
Yes.
Chic woman. And she, into her teen years, a man was in love with her and he was a good guy and he came to the parents and he said, I want to marry Sis. Oh. And her parents said, no, you're not allowed to marry. You're crazy.
Oh my God.
So he drowned himself in the lake.
Well, birds of a feather, Jesus. I guess.
Which is very traumatic. Nobody would ever drown themselves for me. I mean,
well, yeah, what the hell?
That's true love. It's very romantic. And Sarah, it's very sad and spooky, but it is romantic. I'll give him that.
That's so spooky.
Very spooky. So, like I said, my family's spooky. So Aunt Sis grew up and had a life and was kind of the quintessential kooky aunt. And she would always do crazy stuff. One thing she did, like, she was driving around, so I guess they didn't really, you know, keep that close to tabs on. She was driving and stops her car, gets out. There's cars everywhere in the middle of a big intersection. Gets out of the car, walks, and just pisses herself.
What?
Or she would drive.
That's truly scary.
Yeah. She would drive four towns over and spend thousands of dollars at, like, Rite Aid buying complete trash. Like, little keychains, little pencils.
Yep.
And would send them all to my mom in a box. Like, here's a, you know.
Oh, oh, no.
She would sit up all night watching, like, evangelical TV and pledge all her money to them. Like, she was just, you know, a little cookie.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing she would do is, like, straight up, my mom was a newlywed, baby, one baby, another baby on the way, me.
Yeah.
And she would call and wake my mom up, and she would go, oh, and apparently she was known for her voice. She had a very low, distinct voice.
Does
that sound like somebody you know?
Yes.
Juliana Margulies.
Yes, of course, of course.
So, yes. So, my mom would be dead asleep, the whole house, ring, 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 pick up. Hello? Susan, it's Sis. Hi, Aunt Sis. How are, you know, how are the girls? They're fine. How are you? You know, how are the girls? They're fine. You know, having a conversation with her, whatever. So, Aunt Sis eventually, unfortunately, passed away. And a couple years went by. And all of a sudden, one night, my mom and my dad are asleep. And this is what you have to remember. Okay, so my parents are like yin and yang. My dad is like a suit, buttoned up, pragmatic, practical, doesn't believe in anything that's crazy. And then my mom is like the wizard, witch, ghost lady, you know? So, so both of them say this happened. The phone rings and my mom picks it up, and immediately, as soon as she picks it up, she started hearing crackles, like loud, loud crackles.
Oh, God.
There's a little ASMR for y'all. Hello? Susan, it's Sis. It was her voice.
Oh,
her distinct
my God.
Voice. It's like me. I can't prank call anybody. They instantly know it's me.
Oh, yeah, me
anybody.
Neither. Yeah.
Same with Betsy. We're known for our voices. My mom said, oh, of course, my mom, who is kooky, was like, oh, yeah, of course it's her. Sis, how are you? You know, trying to get through to her or whatever. How are the girls? They're fine. They're fine, sis. Click.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
My mom's like, Joan! Joan, it's Sis! My dad's like, I have work in 4 hours. Leave me alone,
I don't
woman.
Care.
All of a sudden, the phone rings again. Hello? Susan, it's Sis. How are the girls? My mom had a full conversation with her. Is mom there? Because my mom's mom had passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Is mom, she's here. She's here.
You know,
full conversation with her. At this point,
such chills.
At this point,
I know.
My dad is invested. My dad's talking to her because he doesn't believe. My dad talks to her. And I'm telling you, my dad doesn't believe in anything. And my dad thinks my mom's a kook. He confirms this story, okay?
Oh, shit.
So I believe it happened one more time, and then it never happened again. But get this. The next week, my dad watches 2020 every Sunday. There was a story on posthumous phone calls. And apparently this is a thing. This has happened to people. I haven't YouTubed it, but it's a thing.
Oh.
They get these phone calls from people because Aunt Sis, in her life, would call people at 3 a.m. And apparently is now doing it from the grave.
Whoa.
And it's like a thing. People experience this. It's the heavy cracklings.
Yeah.
I guess they need to work on their connection in heaven. Or hell. But yeah. I'm telling you, Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
So.
And for your
creepy.
Dad to see that, to be like, oh shit, okay.
No, I'm telling you, my dad talked to her because he didn't believe it.
Of course.
And to this day, if I called him right now, he would go, oh yeah, it was the craziest thing I've ever had happen to me.
That's wild.
Oh
that crazy?
My
God. Ooh. Huge, what do you think?
I love that story so much.
I'm telling you. Have y'all had anybody talk about posthumous phone calls?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It makes sense, though, because, like, there's, like, common theory in the field is that, like, they can manipulate electronics a little easier than,
right.
You know, like, they're... Like, all of our brain waves are just electrical anyway, so, like, if they're thought signals, whatever, they could possibly, like, manipulate that.
I mean, I could get my mom, like, thinking she heard it, but like I said, it's like if Betsy called, you know it's Betsy instantly.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no one that can do a perfect Betsy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Same with me. Like, we have a voice. So did Aunt Sis.
Wow.
So they knew it was her.
Whoa.
Isn't that so
That is
insane.
So, oh, I love it so much.
Were they scared or no? They were just excited.
My mom was not, because she can look in the face of any kooky situation and just accept it.
Yeah.
Like, cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I love that.
Yeah.
Damn, that's
cool. That's so wild. And do you get scared of this, or are you kind of like your mom of like, I'm able to just kind of...
I mean, I'm scared of dead things.
Yeah.
And birds.
Oh, yeah. So, birds are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
You're in the right company.
Yeah. And I
don't like a dead corpse of
anything. No, I've been to Catholic funerals. Ugh. I've seen everyone dead that I've ever known.
Yeah.
You know, grandma, grandpa.
Yeah.
My grandpa was buried in his green jacket, like the Masters, because he loved golf, you know, and he's 100% Irish. He's like a little Irish leprechaun man in his green. And I'm like, I see that now when I think of my grandpa. You know, I see him in that
coffin.
That's
the last.
I'm telling you, they buried him in that green jacket. Buried him looking like that he won the damn Masters. I'm just like, really? So anyway, it's fine. But yeah, I don't know. Death has never been like, they've always been really open with it in my family.
Yeah.
It was,
that's
guess,
great.
Like Catholic stuff. It's not, it's like, you know, look at your dead grandpa, take a look.
Yeah.
I know some kids probably would, or parents would like shelter their kids from it, but death's always been like around and it's part of life.
Yeah.
But no, I'm scared of dead things.
Me too.
I'm scared of like, if there's like a dead bird on the sidewalk, I'm convinced that as soon as I go over to it, it'll go in my face or kill me.
I think it's just full of disease.
Me too.
I almost think that the moment something dies,
a live bird,
a
dead bird,
for someone else to onto.
That's true. Because we start to decompose very quickly.
They're just looking for a new host.
Ew!
It's sick, yeah.
Germs are the worst.
Yeah, there's germs on everything.
Sneezing in my mouth.
Do you have any other stories for us?
I mean, I feel like that's my big one.
Oh, it's so good.
We can listen to one.
Oh, I want to listen.
Okay.
Okay, hi. I fucking love this podcast. I could talk about this stuff for days. I have a lot of my own stories, but they're not as exciting as the one I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell someone else's story. So my mom was good friends with this woman from work. My mom is a very level-headed person. She doesn't really believe in any of this stuff. And so was the woman that this happened to. So that's why I kind of believe it more than if I just heard it regularly. Let's say the woman's name is Beth. They moved into this house where I'm from. I'm from a very small town. And she moved in and they'd been there for a while. I had actually been to this house a couple of times because I was friends with her daughter. When they moved in, one of the cabinets on the inside had red rum written on it, which for them was like, okay, that's weird. Like maybe it was like a prank from one of the kids that used to live here or whatever. So that was the first like weird thing. And then it was Halloween one year. And her daughter's birthday is on Halloween. And so her daughter had went to a sleepover with her friends to celebrate her birthday. Her and her husband were divorced. She had a son. So the son was at the dad's house for Halloween as well. So she was all by herself in the house. So she had gone up to the kids' room to sleep because it was warmer up there. And she just wanted to be like warm and cozy. I don't really know. But it was upstairs. So she was trying to go to sleep and she heard footsteps on the stairs leading up to the bedroom. And I had been in this bedroom. I had been in this house. Like, it makes it more creepy knowing like I was there. So she was sleeping in the bedroom, heard footsteps going up to the stairs, the door was closed. She heard the door open and she heard footsteps up to the bed, and the kids had bunk beds. So she was sleeping on the bottom bunk, and all of a sudden the bunk bed started like super violently shaking.
Oh, no.
To the point where she started crying and she was praying to make it stop. She just was saying over and over again, like, please God, whatever this is, make it stop, kind of thing. And it went on for like at least a minute or so. And then it stopped. And she immediately got out of bed, pulled out the newspaper, and started looking up places to move to. And they didn't live there for much longer after that, because she was so like, I have to get out of this house. So that's my story. It still freaks me out to this day. I remember when my mom told it to me, I was a kid and I was already scared of everything.
Yeah.
So it didn't help that. But I have a bunch of my own stories. Maybe I'll call in again later and tell them to you. But I hope that one freaks you guys out as much as it freaks me out. I love your podcast.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Every time I see a movie where it's like, oh, there's shit happening in my house, I'm like, bitch, put it on the market. Get out.
Get out.
I know it's hard to find a home. I know moving is annoying. I would be out of there so quick.
So quick.
I mean, especially if you rent.
Get the fuck out.
You know, it's one thing to like see something, hear something, but for like something to move, no.
Yeah.
That's so goddamn scary.
Something is so scary about bunk beds too, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Also, her poor kids.
Or
maybe they were.
I wonder if anything happened. To them.
Poor Beth.
Bail on that house immediately.
Somebody's unhappy there. Somebody. I like I said, I know there's ghosts everywhere. As long as they're doing okay, leave me alone. Go ahead and look at me in the bath. Go ahead and you know, ride with me in my car. I don't know.
Ooh, there is something so scary about like. A whole angry house whatever, where it's like, let's make the whole fucking place shake.
We're mad.
We
are going to let you know.
There is that like idea that like poltergeists aren't really like a ghost so much as it is like the energy that kids manifest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the hormones and emotions. So like maybe that's just it. Like people going through a divorce and like that kind of energy left over.
Oh,
and that
man.
The kids having to shuttle back and forth between mom and dad could maybe cause that kind of like disruptive energy for the house, and that the house just holds it. But I mean, that could be, but also like, just Jesus Christ.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Chooch is scared.
Chooch is terrified.
Oh, I think Chooch sees ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah, are there a lot of moments where it's just like,
look at her little quivering
lips.
Well,
you know, they can see. One time there was, I used to watch dogs, and I was in my old apartment in Hollywood, which I think every apartment in LA has at least one ghost. Because so many people like had it in the early days and like I think drowned themselves in their bath or whatever. Like every time I take a bath, I'm like, someone has definitely died in here. Like if you rent a fucking bathtub in Hollywood, like
somebody died.
Lucky enough to have a beautiful bathtub in Hollywood.
Someone has died in it. 100%. So Beverly Hills Hotel.
Tons of deaths.
Murder, death.
Everywhere. So one time I had a few dogs with me. And they all stood in my bathroom, tilted their head, and started barking at the wall.
No.
Like four of them. And I was like, well, there's a ghost standing there. I mean, what else?
What else could there be?
What else could it be?
Do you think a ghost would be like, shh, shh, no.
Yeah. Shh, quiet.
handing them some ghost steak. Here, eat this steak.
But it was in the bathroom. That's what I'm saying. It was somebody off themselves in my tub.
Yeah.
I just imagine like a glamorous woman who couldn't get a movie star role.
Yep.
Said it. I've had it.
I feel there's a lot of that. It feels like in Hollywood of just, ugh.
Dusty old Hollywood ghost.
Dusty old Hollywood ghost.
You know the like old Victrola music though?
Yes, yes.
It's like favorite music.
I just hear ghosts.
Oh, all
when
the time.
I'm like, that's ghosts.
Me too. It's always like, well, that is it's fucking ghost, ghost music.
That's Tower of Terror music.
Exactly. But precisely. Even before Tower of Terror, I was just, my mom would play her Victrola as a kid. I'm like, oh, ghosts.
Oh my God. That's, your mom was? It's spooky.
Oh, yeah. She's a spooky bitch.
I gotta meet your mom.
She's a spooky bitch.
I gotta say, very funny that Chooch made her rounds. She was in Betsy's lap and yours, and she came over to give me some time.
Oh, yep. Well, she's very diplomatic.
She goes to where people need the healing. Do you have any hip pain?
Oh,
or leg
this
pain?
Oh my God.
She's pretty good about like figuring that
did
out.
Did I need, I needed some healing. Sexual I feel good.
Healing. Not that kind. Sorry.
sorry.
Have you ever heard, I think it's Buck Cherry sings that song, hey, y'all spooky bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of
I
it.
I have heard that song.
You're spooky bitch.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I gotta listen to that song every day.
Yeah.
I wish we could play out to it.
Yeah.
How much that cost, though?
Royalty. Too much, too
people
much.
Do people do it. It's just getting caught, I think.
Yeah.
I tried to sing A Whole New World on my podcast, and they wouldn't let me do it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Disney, man, they come for you.
Yeah, they do.
We mentioned Disney earlier with the Haunted Mansion. We should probably cut that.
Oh, yeah. And fucking Tower of Terror. We're done for.
Intellectual
Disney's
properties.
Taking us down. Shit.
Like, you don't even talk about us.
Shit.
Remember they wouldn't let us watch Disney movies in school? When we were like,
oh
when I was
my
in middle school,
God.
I felt like Disney like put out a thing that was like, do not show Aladdin in your Spanish class.
Ooh.
Because it makes no
in your Spanish
sense.
Class.
No, I just mean, you know when they put on a movie for no reason? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel if I was a teacher, it would be that constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had a high school teacher where it was social studies. And she had us watch Kevin Costner's Robin Hood.
That makes no sense.
Not at all. And she's like, no, because we're studying like medieval times. It's like, this is so like, not accurate.
And his buns.
Yeah. And she was just straight up like, also, he's hunky.
My like, teacher God would put it. On not like, here, this'll learn you. This will like pop in like, I don't know, Dumbo or some shit. Like, it made no sense. You know, listen. Public education in Texas in the 90s.
Louisiana over
I'm
here.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Hopefully it's gotten better. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Jackie, this has been so fun. We could talk to you for another
all day.
Hour.
All day
all
long.
All day we could.
Tell everyone where to find your ass.
Well, like I said, if you like pods, listen to Natch Beauty.
Natch
Check
Beauty.
It out. Where we talk beauty, but we have fun. You can find me on Instagram at Jackie Michelle Johnson. You can find Chooch at Hello, I'm the Chooch.
Yes.
Say what's up.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'll post a photo of Aunt Sis.
Yes.
Everybody wants to see her.
Yes. Gotta see Aunt Sis.
She's
well, thank
angel.
You, Jackie.
Thank you so
this
much.
This was a blast. What a good story.
Yeah. If anything else spooky happens, I'll be back.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. Ooh,
me
yeah.
Me and this ghost have got to go run errands now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you and all of your ghosts.
HOV lane. Yes.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo. Or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.